From here, the Allies could shoot crossfire and disrupt the flow of Napoleon's attacks. If Wellington kept control of these outposts, he had a good chance of holding off the French until his Prussian allies arrived from the east. It looks like a building site while the restoration happens, but you can understand why Wellington thought it crucial to defend this place, whatever the cost.
So this looks quite an impressive building. You can see why Wellington put so much importance on it as a stronghold.
Quite an impressive building indeed. There was the farm and the barn here. This was always Wellington's tactics to try to hide part of his troops. And when he discovered 2 days before the battle that there was this place, he prepared it as a sort of fortress.
This was where the battle finally began in earnest. Wellington had posted some of his best troops to defend the farm. The buildings were surrounded by other obstacles that made this a difficult place for the French to capture. More Allied soldiers were positioned in the walled garden and orchard to the east. And there was a large wood to the south, defended by some of Wellington's German troops. In the late morning, the French began to fight their way through the woods. Within an hour, they had the farmhouse buildings in their sights. Only a few trees from the original wood are still standing here today.